Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues affecting the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program. Targeted television advertisements miss the target. Part of a series examining the 2012 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the effectiveness of targeted TV ads is Paul Lee. Paul is leader of global TMT research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul, thanks for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What is targeted TV advertising, and what is Deloitte predicting for 2012?
Well, the TV advertising market globally is a phenomenally large market. It's $200 billion plus. Now, the thing about the way in which TV ads work is that generally you'll have an ad which shows again and again and again, and it's shown into all households who watch a particular program. So the one perception of TV advertising is that a lot of it doesn't hit its target. So what's being proposed and what's being tried out is what's called targeted advertising, or in some circles, it's called addressable advertising. And it's whereby you would deliver a different television advertisement depending on the person who is watching it. So if you think about some aspects of online advertising, whereby you're delivered a particular form of advertisement based on who you are, or what websites you've been browsing, it's that kind of idea but applied to television.
Well, what are some of the different ways that these targeted ads can be delivered to us as viewers?
The ways in which they could be delivered are various. So say at the simplest level, if we're thinking of whereby you're watching a television program which is being streamed to you, then what the website may say is, well, what's your background, where are you watching from, what's your income group, or even just gather that information from other sources and just vary that advert to you according to your background or your purchasing history. That's one approach. Another approach is whereby information is gathered on a number of households and then a different ad is played to each household, again, based on the background of that household. So which part of the world, income levels, purchasing history, that kind of detail. But with all the approaches, the objective is to deliver a specific advert, which is expected to be more relevant to that individual.
I'm kind of laughing here on the inside as you're talking about this, because I can think about the times where I've maybe been watching a television show and I've seen that the advertisements in the commercial are for children's toys or maybe for fast food restaurants. And then other times that I'll see is maybe for products that maybe relate to more of a female market or a female clientele. So it's funny, sometimes I can tell, all right, I'm probably not the target audience that they're aiming for this show. And I can tell that by the ads that are being displayed to me in the commercial time.
Now, you just hit on a really important point there. You mentioned that sometimes you get to see adverts which you think are for people from different stages of life. And that's exactly the point about TV advertising and the current degree of accuracy it has. So different types of program attract, in general, different types of viewers. So there are programs which are more likely to be watched by parents with young children, or by women, or men, or people who like cars, for example. And the reason why we think automated targeted TV advertising using lots of data does miss its mark is because the degree of accuracy required by most advertisers is already delivered by the type of television program that you're watching.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things that prediction points out, is that TV ads are already targeted. I mean, this has been happening for quite some time. If you trace back all the way to the 50s here in the States, when they started to show household product advertising to television shows that maybe talked about the family or where they thought that they had a female viewership. But what's really interesting is that you point out that even with these advancements in technology today, and with some positive metrics, so there's been studies that show that there is some degree of effectiveness to this, that it sounds like there's still some real questions in the market about the benefits versus the costs of investing in targeted TV ads.
Yeah, and one of the big barriers in terms of very, very targeted TV ads is the cost of producing a commercial. You know, this can be $500,000 or even higher. And the general approach seems to be, you know, let's create one ad, one spot, and let's use that in as many countries and reach as many people as possible, as opposed to creating different ads for different customer segments. So, you know, writing the script for a commercial is a lot of work. Getting the talent, particularly if you're looking to have celebrities within there, is expensive. So if you're looking to create multiple versions of high-impact commercials, you're looking at millions of dollars of budgets. Now, most advertisers just don't have access to that kind of budget. So that's one of the biggest obstacles, is just the pure cost of creating a commercial is phenomenally high. So it doesn't seem that approach can work. And another approach in terms of, you know, when you're doing highly targeted advertising campaigns, and there have been a few of them which have been tried out, the cost of preparation of that campaign can be extremely high indeed. So it can take weeks to prepare all the data required, to align all the data required from different sources to work out which different ad to show to each household. And when we've looked at the amount of revenues being created from fully targeted addressable advertising, what we found and what we predict is that the amounts of revenues will be pretty tiny in 2012 as for 2011. So, you know, we're saying probably at most about $200 million worth of advertising revenue from fully addressable campaigns in 2012, which is about a tenth of 1% of the entire global TV advertising market.
Paul, one of the underlying questions in this year's predictions, and something that applies to this prediction as well, is looking at how do these advancements in technology, these predictions, intersect with the human condition. So how do our habits as humans actually impact the effectiveness of these predictions? So in this case, how do our habits impact the effectiveness of targeted TV ads?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things around TV viewing to bear in mind is that, you know, quite often it is a joint, it's a communal activity. Even if sometimes people are not necessarily even in the same room, it's a communal activity. So one thing you often do when you're watching is comment on the program that you're watching, and you have to have an audience to do that for it really to be valuable. And when it comes to adverts as well, it's a similar kind of thing. So you know, watching a good advert in company also has more impact than if you're watching it on your own. And that also extends to, you know, when you think about decision-making, particularly decision-making for high price ticket items, they're very rarely going to be based on just one person. So a family holiday, obviously, is going to involve lots of different individuals. Buying a car is going to involve lots of different individuals in that household. So when you have what you think or what you might perceive as being advertising, which is supposedly being aimed at the person who actually signs a check, what you always need to bear in mind is that there are many people who are going to be forcing the hand or influencing the hand by the person who signs that check. So having a, you know, sort of like what may seem like a random approach to advertising and sending the same advertising message out to lots of different people does have an impact, because all of them are likely to take a part in the ultimate decision.
Very interesting. Well, I think it's safe to say most of us won't look at TV ads the same in the future. So, Paul, as always, thank you so much for being here as our guest on Deloitte Global Insights.
It's been a pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.